4. The Garden. Eastward. Most High. El Elyon planted it, in the country of delight, and hear what that does to the sentence, for a garden was set down inside a delight, and it was the delight of delight itself. It was not the whole world, and we would have you keep hold of that. The world was good, all of it, mountains to the reed beds, and then, inside the goodness, he made one place that was better, and he walled nothing and fenced nothing. And he simply put the man in it. There were trees in it, pleasant to the sight and good for food, which is to say that he thought about the eye as well as the belly. And there is a whole theology in that, and we will not spoil it by explaining. And the beasts came and went through it and lay down in it, and nothing in the world was afraid of anything. And a man could put his hand on the neck of a lion, the way a boy puts his hand on a dog. And the Irim came down and stood at the edges of it and looked and wondered for the sheer beauty of it all. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. Mark the order of that, because it is not the order you would have written. The water does not come from outside and pass through. It rises in delight. It waters the garden first. And only then does it go out into the rest of the world, so that every river any man has ever drunk from, in any country, in any age, is a river that has already been through the garden, and the world is being watered downstream from a place it cannot find. What that does to a man in this country has been said already, and it will not be said twice. But you may think of it next time you are thirsty. And that water went out of the gate and down into the whole middle world, into every country the ruin has ever walked in and every field he has ever stood in. And it has never once been his, and he cannot make one drop of it. And the record does a strange thing at this point and stops and tells you where the gold is. It says that the first river compasses the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And that the gold of that land is good, and that there is bdellium there, and the onyx stone. Now the gold is not in the garden. Read it again. The gold and the sweet resin and the stone are outside, down the river, in a country the man had never seen. And the man was put in the garden with no gold in it at all, and the way to the gold was to follow the water out. It was not withheld from him. It was put out in the world for him to go and find, the way a father hides a thing in a field for a boy to hunt. And every one of those three, the gold and the resin and the onyx, will one day be carried into a tent in a wilderness and worked into the furniture of the house of El Elyon and set on the shoulders of a man who goes in before him. We will not press that, but it is in the record. And the record does not waste a word, and it did not put a gold seam into the second page of the world by accident. And there is a creature down in Abaddon who was covered in every precious stone there is, the sardius and the topaz and the diamond, and lost the whole of it in an afternoon. And he paced up and down under the floor of the world and watched El Elyon lay gold down in a field for a man to go out and find. As for the four rivers, two are known and two are not. And that was set at the door of this scroll, and standing at the source of them does not change it. The two that are known the record names and does not trouble to explain. The third is Hiddekel, that goes toward the east of Assyria, and the fourth is Euphrates. And of Euphrates it says, nothing whatever beyond the name, for every man who would ever read that sentence had already drunk out of it. We are drinking out of it tonight. The old fathers had their sayings, and sayings are the whole of what they are. Some said, Pishon the leaper is the great water away in the far east where the sun gets up, past every country any of us has walked to. And some said, Gihon, the bursting out, is the river of the black land, that comes up out of nowhere every year and lays new mud on the fields and goes down again, and that the men of that country worship it and cannot tell you where it begins. We do not know. Nobody at this fire knows. The watchers know where those two rivers ran. They have not told us, and we have stopped asking. What we do know, and it is stranger than any of the guesses, is that the world has been broken since, and that water does not run now where water ran then, and that a man looking for the garden with a map in his hand is a man looking for a house in a city that has burned. Now hear what the man was put there to do, for this is the thing that nobody hears, and when we heard it, we sat down. The Lord Dava took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Two words. And those two words, in the tongue of the law, are the two words that are used of what a man of the tribe of Levi does in the house of El Elyon, to serve and to guard. They stand together in the law, in that order and in that pairing, and they are used of nothing else in all the writings. The man was more than a gardener. He was a priest before there were priests. And there is no priest in Ramoth. The Irin stand, burn, and carry, and cry holy one to another. And not one of them has ever been given a house to keep for El Elyon, and a creature made of mud was handed one on the sixth afternoon. And the garden was not a park. It was a sanctuary, and it was the first one. And every house that has ever been built for El Elyon since is a copy of a place a man was thrown out of. And once you have seen it, you cannot stop seeing it. And it broke our hearts to see it, and we will show you why. Our house had a door that faced the sunrise, and so did the garden. Our house had gold in it, and onyx on the shoulders of the man who went in, and a sweet resin burning in it. And the second page of the record names those three. Our house had trees carved on the walls and flowers opened in the wood and palm trees standing up the doorposts, so that a man walking in went in among trees. And the house was a garden made out of cedar, because the garden had been a house made out of trees. And in the innermost room of our house, where nobody went but one man once in a year, there were two creatures with wings over the seat of mercy, and the same creatures were woven into the veil, so that you could not go in without going past them. We know their name. It is coming. And when it comes, you will understand why we put the scroll down and went outside. The creatures in our veil were not invented by an embroiderer. Somebody had seen them. They came out of Ramoth, and they were standing in a garden long before they were ever woven into a curtain in a wilderness. So there is the shape of it, a sanctuary, and a priest made of mud, and one law. Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, said the Lord Davar. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Count the proportion of that, and never let anybody tell you it was a mean arrangement. There were 1,000 trees, and he might eat all of them, freely, as much as he liked, whenever he liked, and be answerable to nobody. There was one tree, and it was not his. That is the whole of the law of the world at that hour, and a man could have kept it in his sleep, and the trade of the enemy from that day to this has been to get a creature to stand in an orchard he has been given and look at the one branch he has not. And why a law at all, they ask us, and we have asked it ourselves, and we will answer it as well as we can, because a vessel that cannot say no cannot say yes. Take away the one tree, and you have not made him safe. You have made him furniture. A creature that has no power to refuse has no power to love. For love that cannot be withheld is only weather. And El Elyon did not go down into the mud on his knees to make himself a piece of weather. He made a thing that could turn round and look him in the face and choose him. And the price of that, the whole and terrible price of it, is a real tree with a real fruit on it and a real door standing open the other way. and the ruined one knew it the instant he came up out of Abaddon and saw that tree. It is the only thing in the whole garden he ever looked at with a plan. But Dava knew the price when he knelt down, and he paid it anyway. And in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. That is not a threat, and it is not to be read as one. It is what a father says to a boy about a well. The well is deep, and the sides are smooth. And if you go over the edge, you will not be able to get out. And I am telling you now, because I love you, and because I would rather you knew. He was not setting a trap, and then standing back to watch it work. He told him the day he made him, in plain words, before there was any danger in the garden at all. And he is telling him still, in every age, in every country, out of every prophet he ever sent, and men still put their heads over the edge to see how deep it is. And there is always something at the elbow saying, in a pleasant voice, that it is not so very deep as all that, and asking whether you have ever actually been down and looked. And there was another tree, and it stood in the midst of the garden, and it was the tree of life. Nobody had forbidden it. Read the record and look for the prohibition, and you will not find one. The man could have walked over to it on any morning of his life and eaten and gone on living forever. He had it, free, in the middle of the garden, unguarded and unlocked, and his, and he went for the other one instead. And there is a great deal in that, and we will not draw it out for you, and you will think about it tonight whether we draw it out or not. The watchers looked at those two trees standing side by side, the one open and the one shut, and did not understand it. And neither did the ruined one, and he never has. And the difference between them is that one of them is not understanding in the light. Now the watchers came down and stood about the borders of that country, and they looked at the two trees and remembered the war in Ramoth, and the watchers cast out into Abaddon, for they too were given a choice. Whether they had a tree or not, we cannot say. But we do know they had a choice, and one third of them made the wrong one. So, on that day, as the holy Aaron stood by the garden, they rejoiced for the man and woman, and wept at the memory of their own loss. This comes from a man of our own, and it is handed on carefully. And the ruin came up out of Abaddon. He came up under the floor of the middle world, and out into a country that had never had anything wrong in it, and he could not go into the garden as himself. Understand that, because it is the shape of every attack he has ever made in the whole of this chronicle. He is not permitted to walk in as a thing with wings and a face and a name. He had a name once, and it is gone, and he has no standing in that place, and no leave to enter it. What he can do, and it is the only thing he can do, is find a vessel and get inside it. He is a spirit with nowhere to live, and so are all that were cast out of Ramoth with him. That is what they are. And the whole war of the Marchlands, from that hour to this one, is a war about who is living in the house of man. So he went and found the subtlest of all the beasts of the field which the Lord Dava had made. And the old fathers said, and it is their word and not the records, and nothing in this chronicle leans upon it, that it was not the belly crawler you have in your mind at this moment. They said it stood upright. They said it had wings on it, and that the light ran up and down it, and that it was the most beautiful of the beasts, and the wisest, and that a woman might well have stopped to listen to such a thing without any fear in her at all. And that is exactly how he works. And it is how he worked in the high places, and it is how he will work on you. He did not choose an ugly thing. He has never once in all the ages had to choose an ugly thing. And he wore it. That is the doctrine, and there is no way round it, and it is the first showing of a thing you will meet again and again until you are sick of it. The two kingdoms live in their vessels. He went into that beast the way a hand goes into a glove, and the beast walked and turned its head and looked at the woman, and the eyes in it were not the eyes of a beast. And the beast was not to blame and could not have been. It was a creature of the sixth morning, like any other. But it is going to pay. The vessel always pays. Remember that when you come to the sentence in the next telling but one, and remember it every time you meet a man in this chronicle who has let something into himself and is still walking about smiling with somebody else looking out of his face. And then he waited. How long? There is no telling, and no number will be invented here to stop up the hole. How long did the two of them walk about under those trees before he came for them? A week? 100 years? 600? The record shuts its mouth, and the fathers quarrel, and every man at this fire holds a different opinion and holds it hard, and there is not a scrap of evidence for any of them. What we know is that he is a patient thing. He had watched El Elyon kneel in the mud, and he had been driven off the field once already, and he is in no hurry at all. The ruin lay along the branch in the sun with the light running on him, and watched them walk about underneath and waited for the woman to come alone. Abaddon is never in a hurry. It is the one thing about that country that ought to frighten you more than the fire that is coming. And Ramoth watched him do it. That is the part that cannot be borne. This fire has been rounded 100 nights and come away every time with nothing in its hands. The watchers stood along the borders of Eden and saw the shining thing curled in the tree, and they knew exactly what it was, and they had fought it, and they were not permitted to put out a hand. It is the hardest office in the high places, and they have held it in every age since, and they are holding it tonight, over this city and over you. They are not asleep. They are not absent. They are standing still, under orders, and they have been given no leave. So, there it is, and we will leave you with it. The next telling cannot be got through without stopping. It has been tried. There is a place in it where whoever is reading aloud hands the scroll to somebody else, every time, and nobody has ever remarked upon it, and every man at this fire knows exactly where it is. A garden and a river running out of it into every country in the world. A sanctuary with a door to the east. A man made of mud with the office of a priest. A woman made out of his own side. 1,000 trees given him and 1 withheld. And a beautiful shining thing lying along a branch in the sun with the wrong eyes in its head. And in the cool of the evening, the Lord Devar came down and walked there, as he had come every evening since the sixth morning, and they went out to meet him, and there was nothing on earth easier or more natural in the world, and it was the last time. The watchers stood along the borders and saw him walking with them under the trees in the long gold light, and the ruined one lay in the branches over their heads and saw the same thing. And both kingdoms knew what was coming in the morning, and only one of them was glad.